Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. A fatal motorhome fire in Wonder Valley early yesterday morning left one woman and one dog dead. County fire officials were requested at 12:45 a.m. to assist with a motorhome fire near the intersection of 29 Palms Highway and Comet Road by nearby property owners who saw the flames on security camera footage. One engine from 29 Palms was able to handle the flame, but the motorhome had burned down to its frame. They say that when the fire was extinguished, they found skeletal human remains and contacted the sheriff's office and investigators with county fire. The coroner said that the body was an as-yet-unidentified 78-year-old female, along with a dog, also deceased. County Fire says that it appears that a space heater was the cause of the fire, and the sheriff's investigation found no signs of foul play. There were no other injuries to civilians. However, a firefighter was transported to High Desert Medical Center for an extremity injury, treated, and released. There is good news for Morongo Valley residents left in the dark by the confusing rollout of the Greenway Spin Program, with Trails End Transfer Station Dump now approved to accept and process self-haul loads of organic green waste. Assignment reporter and Morongo Valley resident Gabriel Hart has more details on this development.
Based on feedback from Morongo Valley community members, the San Bernardino Solid Waste Management Division has sent notices to all Morongo Valley residents stating that, effective immediately, the Trails End Transfer Station dump will be a San Bernardino County-approved source-separated transfer station that can be utilized to qualify for a self-haul exemption. The Trails End Transfer Station is located at 10780 Malibu Trail, open Thursday through Sunday from 8 to 4 p.m. The site is open to local unincorporated residents with a disposable use permit card. Users will be provided with a receipt each time source-separated material is brought to the site, in which you will need to save and submit these receipts along with your self-haul exemption application beginning with the 2024-25 application. For information regarding the self-haul exemption program requirements or to obtain a self-haul exemption application for the remainder of the 2023-24 year, please visit the link in this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
At last night's town council meeting, residents of Yucca Valley had the opportunity to voice their opinions on the town's policy on dirt roads. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more from last night's meeting.
The Yucca Valley Town Council opened the floor for public comment on the issue of the town's dirt road maintenance, or lack thereof. Nearly 20 individuals voiced their opinions on the state of dirt roads, crediting heavy erosion caused by rain and increased traffic in the area as main factors of their decline. Some residents, such as Andrea Staley, noted the burden of maintenance falls on them despite paying the same taxes for services as any other resident living on a paved road.
We recently approved Measure Y, which was a promise to our community for street improvements, repairs, and infrastructure. The combination of Measure Y and Z brings in over $2 million revenue into the town of Yucca Valley. Yet Crestview Drive, who is parallel to Sunny Slope, who will be a main thoroughway when the aquatic center is built, is not paved. That is unacceptable.
Kickapoo Trail and Crestview Drive were two of the most discussed roads. Concerns ranged from children playing safely, to emergency vehicle access, to one insurance company that would not insure a home because of the condition of its dirt road. Yucca Valley has jurisdiction over 100 miles of private, non-maintained dirt roads. Aside from conducting emergency cleanup operations, the town has not amended its policy on maintenance since 1994. The town council agreed that policy improvements should be made to enhance public safety. The issue is turned back to town staff for further research into potential solutions to be revisited later this year. In other news, the town councilor heard a presentation on air quality and addressed the issue of graffiti. Per a past resolution, individuals will now be eligible for a $500 reward for providing information that leads to the arrest of violators of the town's graffiti ordinance. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
The 29 Palms Farmers Market permit was reapproved by the city's planning commission at last night's meeting. The permit, which was up for renewal, was the subject of a public hearing at last night's meeting of the 29 Palms Planning Commission. Minor controversies facing the farmers market, including trash, business permit approvals, and fees, were addressed prior to last night's meeting between the operator of the farmers market, Roger Thomas, and city staff. These changes, including a $50 per day use fee, were included in the updated conditional use permit that was brought to the commission, and a packed room full of vendors and residents voiced their unanimously positive opinion of the market during the public hearing. The city has received complaints about trash accumulation at the 29 Palms Farmers Market, but interim city manager Larry Bowden said that trash aggregation at Freedom Plaza is not unique to the farmers market.
Not all the trash, not all the problems, not all the issues can be blamed on the farmers market. There's success there when you have too much trash. We're even looking at a contractor to go in there on Saturday afternoons just to empty the trash.
Anna Stump, who brings a portable version of her miniature golf project, Mojave Land, to the farmers market, said that it serves not just as a place to buy produce and food.
So much more of a community meeting place than just coming and buying things.
This sentiment was echoed by a majority of those that spoke at the public hearing. During her public comment, Mary Jane Bingy said that some business owners in the area have harassed vendors, and that as a result, some vendors have given up their spaces at the farmers market.
There seems to be a couple of people in town that are causing trouble there, but I have spoken with some of the vendors that have been harassed, and some of the vendors have already left because they don't really want to be harassed.
Thomas and several members of the community asked that the conditional use permit's duration be extended beyond what was proposed, but the commission stuck to the language of the permit as it was presented, saying that it had already been negotiated between Thomas and the city. The permit will allow the farmers market to continue operating under the revised terms for a total of 5 years, with another review by the commission coming after 4 of those years. The updated permit was approved unanimously by the commission. After the hearing, Thomas spoke with Z1077, saying,
"The outcome today went very well, and we were very pleased."
The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors will be holding their regular 6 p.m. meeting tonight in Covington Park's multipurpose room. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart rejoins us with a look at tonight's agenda.
Continued business includes further consideration into the T-Mobile Hometown Grant Project. The corporation is investing $25 million into 500 rural American towns, and the MVCSD has been researching steps to apply for the opportunity. Directors will also continue discussing the potential Morongo Valley CSD spending freeze while the district awaits FEMA reimbursements. For action items, the board will discuss and review the Smith Marion & Co. final audit and the draft for the preliminary budget for the fiscal year of 2024-25. The board will explore ways to move forward with the Roundup program, where customers will have the opportunity to round up to the dollar at local businesses to donate to the CSD. The board will discuss, review, and adopt Resolution 2024-02 to oppose Initiative 1935, which limits ability of voters and local and state governments to raise revenues for government services. Lastly, the board will discuss creating a YouTube page for the district. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
The City of 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee meets tonight in regular session to consider 2 applicants for open positions on the committee. Other agenda items include an update on Workshop 29, a discussion of community arts grants, mural regulations, and the committee's overall budget. Today's meeting is open to the public and begins at 5 p.m. at 29 Palms City Hall, located at 6136 Adobe Road. Directors at Yucca Valley's High Desert Water District meet in regular session at 4 o'clock today. And on down the road in Joshua Tree, the Joshua Basin Water District's regular meeting begins promptly at 5:30 p.m. Here's reporter Mike Lipsitz with your Wednesday Water Roundup.
At the High Desert Water District, directors will hear an information-only presentation on the district's rate study. Today's meeting takes place at the district office on the highway at Inca Trail. And at the Joshua Basin Water District, directors are expected to give the green light to an agreement for IT services. Also tonight, directors will receive a financial report on the quarter that ended December 23rd. See this story at Z1077FM.com for links to both agendas, which include instructions for remote attendance. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
A proposed 184-acre solar array in 29 Palms is the subject of a public scoping meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. Here with more on that and how you can attend is online news editor Robert Hayden.
Under the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, a scoping meeting is a place where multiple agencies and city representatives can meet publicly to discuss the possible environmental impacts of a large project. In this case, that project is a 184-acre solar array that will eventually consist of 160,000 panels, along with inverters and the infrastructure necessary to move that power underground to Edison's substation, located on the south side of Two Mile Road, just east of Canyon. That site is part of a larger 477-acre parcel of vacant an undeveloped desert. The public scoping meeting discussing the potential solar project is this Thursday at 5 p.m. at Patriotic Hall in Lucky Park. You can find a link to the notice of preparation for the project alongside info on the public review period, which is ending on March 29th. That's all on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
And finally, the 5th annual Spring Art and Craft Fair is happening this weekend at the 29 Palms Art Gallery. Artists and crafters will be selling paintings, photography, pottery, fiber arts, and jewelry, and local musicians will be playing alongside food vendors and family-friendly art classes. The event is this Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The 29 Palms Art Gallery is located at 74055 Cottonwood Drive at National Park Drive in 29 Palms. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.